my little ones. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners, so put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Medina, Medina. Medina, 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 call me to Medina, the city of Medina, my wish is Medina.
Today, my butterflies, we're going to learn about a very pious man, a man who had four qualities that we need to make dua for, a man who had four qualities that we should ask Allah to help us get, those four qualities that will guarantee that we have success, inshallah, in this world and in the akhirah. When this great man passed away, there was sadness and grief amongst the people. His body was prepared for burial and taken to a large field. There was a sea of people who came. The people could be seen as far as the eye can see. My butterflies, when you go out into a courtyard or into your school playground or even to a park, out in the meadow or even out to a mountain, how far can you see? It's very far, isn't it? Now can you imagine people from where you're standing right till the end? Oh my, that really is a lot of people. Now when the time came for the janazah salah to be performed, a man stepped forward and said, I'm the person who has to carry out the will of this great person. I wish to read to you what he wanted. So all the people that were there went quiet. He has stated that only one person should lead his janazah salah, someone who has the following four qualities. Listen to this, butterflies. He must never have missed the first takbir of any salah in his lifetime. That means he always starts every salah with the imam. The second was he must never have missed a single tahajjud salah. He must never have looked at a non-mahram woman. He must never have missed the four rakats of sunnah salah before asr. Can you imagine having those four qualities? If you're a little girl, you'll be able to follow some of them. And if you're a little boy, you'll be able to follow all. Let's read them again. He must never have missed the first takbir of any salah in his lifetime. That means he always starts every salah with the imam. He's never late. He must never have missed a single tahajjud salah. My butterflies, when do we read tahajjud? It's in the early morning hours, when everyone else is asleep, and it's just you and Allah. He must never have looked at a non-mahram woman, and never have missed the four rakats of sunnah salah before asr. There was a long silence. People looked around at each other, wondering if there was such a person who had these four amazing qualities. Then all of a sudden, someone stepped forward and went to the body of this pious man and said, "Dear man, although you have passed away, you have embarrassed me in front of all these people. It's before all these people, and knowing that Allah knows and sees everything, that I take an oath in Allah's name I have all of these four qualities. It's only by the grace of Allah. When the people looked at the man, they saw that he was a king. The people said, if a king could lead such a good life of piety, then what stops the shopkeepers, the office workers, the students, and the little boys and girls from doing the same? Everyone said, may Allah all give us the ability to do so many good deeds for His pleasure, inshallah, ameen. My butterflies, what did we learn from the story? We learnt that when a person makes a firm intention to do good, Allah will open up all the doors for him, even the duties of a king, or even studying, or even your exams or your work or whatever it is, it won't come in the way. And if you do things for the pleasure of Allah and not to show the people, then Allah will reward you in this world and in the Akhirah. And if you do it for show, then Allah won't give you any respect for it. In fact, Allah will be unhappy with you. So do your good deeds in secret from the people, and Allah will make it such that you get more honor and even more respect. My butterflies, will you follow these? I hope so, inshallah.
With His love and kindness, He brought light instead of darkness. Allah chose him from the mankind. Hand in hand, let's say it loud. His words are deep in our hearts, warming our souls, lighting our paths. Allah chose him from the mankind, hand in hand,
all together.
Let's say it loud.
My butterflies, there was once a pious man who was praying silently. A wealthy merchant saw him praying and saw how sincere he was and was deeply touched. So he offered the pious man a bag of gold. He said, I know you'll use this money for Allah's sake. Please take it. Just a moment, the pious man replied. I'm not sure if it's lawful for me to take your money. Are you a wealthy man? Do you have more money at home? Oh yes, I have at least 1,000 gold pieces at home, said the merchant proudly. Do you want 1,000 gold pieces more? Asked the pious man. Why not? Of course yes. Every day I work hard to earn more money. And do you wish for yet another 1,000 gold pieces beyond that? Certainly. Every day I pray that I earn more and more money, said the merchant. The pious man pushed the bag of gold back to him and said, I'm sorry, but I can't take your gold. A wealthy man cannot take money from a beggar. How can you call yourself a wealthy man and me a beggar? Said the merchant. The pious man said, I'm wealthy because I'm content and happy with everything that Allah sends me. You are a beggar because no matter how much you have, you're always unhappy and dissatisfied and always begging Allah for more. You see, butterflies? Wealth, appearance, children, our home, our talents, everything. We must be content with it and be happy with it and thank Allah and be grateful. Because if we are grateful to Allah, then Allah will reward us.
Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved, Rasulullah. Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiles, beloved of Allah. Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved, Rasulullah. Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiles, beloved of Allah. Muhammad the brave, Muhammad is the one, he's the seal of the prophets of Allah.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilaliqa, ma'assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineela@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.